97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, welcome back. You know, boy, some great weather today. I was already lamenting earlier that we didn't get weather like today on Monday when I was golfing out in St. Charles County and I was melting at 100 degrees. And today it was almost chilly when I walked out. My wife would have needed a coat, just put it that way, when I left for work this morning at before 4 a.m. It was almost cool. What a relief. What a change. And it's August 1st, so maybe the whole month will be like this. Kim, what do you think?
Well, that'd be really nice. I'm not going to hold my breath on that, but it'd be great.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold my breath on that either, for sure. Of course, it is August, and there's still lots of great stuff going on around the area, including coming up on August 10th. So 9 days from now, which is on a Sunday, you're going to have an opportunity to go out to the St. Charles, to the city. The St. Charles Jewish Festival is going to be taking place out there. And we have Rabbi Chaim Landa on with us this morning to talk a little bit more about the annual Jewish festival. Rabbi, welcome in, sir. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing wonderful. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I'm hoping, I'll say a prayer for you, that it's in the 70s on August 10th. How about that?
And I will say amen.
Yeah, no kidding. You never know what you're going to get this time of year, but give us an idea of what this festival is all about and how long have you been doing this?
Yeah, so this is going to be our fifth year.
Okay.
It's going to be the fifth annual St. Charles Jewish Festival, and it's really about just spreading joy and positivity and allowing people to come together and celebrate Jewish life and culture, which is a big deal.
Like last year, you guys drew, 3,800 people, and it sounds like this could be even bigger crowd, and I'd have to imagine, I mean, you hate to even bring this up, but you have to imagine that since October 7th, there would be more people wanting to come out and show their support.
100%, and we've seen this over the past couple of years, really from the beginning. It's just been growing year after year, and it's really snowballed. I think people are really looking for an opportunity to rally around the Jewish community. To share support. And I think that the Jewish community themselves just want to lean in. We've really been seeing this Jewish awakening post October 7th. You know, people who didn't have a mezuzah on their door or didn't feel comfortable being openly and publicly Jewish, they just want to do it. And I think that that's what happens when people spread hate. Our answer is positivity, joy, love, and that's really what this festival is all about.
Well, Rabbi, I don't know how you feel about it. My impression is that there's been a turn in this country in recent months against that tide of anti-Semitism that we had seen among our institutions, acknowledging that this has been going on and trying to take steps to stop it. What's your impression of that?
Yeah, there's been a great deal of that. Personally, I'm out here in St. Charles. I walk the streets. I'm in the grocery stores. You know, I'm meeting people all the time. And strangers come over to me and they just want to let me know that they support us, that they support the Jewish community, and that they want to see a vibrant, Jewish community. And more than anything, I think it's touching that those moments when people say, you know, I care. And that really is what this festival is about. I think it's about giving expression in a fun, joyful way to allow people to really express support of the Jewish community, support of our diversity. And it's just wonderful when people can come together, eat great food. And by the way, some people come just for the food.
I
enjoy
bet.
The family entertainment. It's these types of events, moments have become increasingly important. And it sounds somewhat counterintuitive, but this is the best response to hate, is to just come together with love.
Yeah. We've got Rabbi Chaim Landa with us this morning. I see on here that you're going to have an open-air market and a lot of stuff like that, live music going on. And just to remind people, this is going to be August 10th from 11 to 2:30 out there by the Lewis and Clark Boathouse, parking there just off Main Street in downtown St. Charles. So kind of tell people what to expect with the market and all of that.
Yeah, so one of the things that we're going to have is we call it the Shuk Experience, and it's an opportunity. It's It's modeled after the Shuk, these open ear marketplaces that you'll see all over Israel. And you can buy anything. There'll be all different types of candies. There'll be Judaica, fruits, you know, all different types of produce. It's really, in the Shuk, you can get anything. And the idea is to bring that experience here in St. Charles, here in St. Louis, and just allow people to experience something new. There's also going to be cultural crafts with pickle making. There's going to be a petting zoo, a lot of family-friendly activities. And, of course, the live Jewish music, delicious kosher food. We're actually bringing in a caterer from Chicago. I think this is the third year that we're doing that. It's a real hit. Just
good.
You know, from falafel to shawarma, all of
yum.
Those amazing tastes.
So August 10th, I hope people can show up for this. They can get tickets. The tickets are free, right? But you can get tickets at jewishstcharles.org/festival. And that's probably the best place to go to get those. We can put a link up on our website. Rabbi, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too, sir. Thank you. We appreciate that. So something for you to look forward to there coming up here in the month of August. August 1st, man. Time is this. I can't believe July's over with already.
I'm just focused on the fact that, like, oh my gosh, this is my due date month.
I know.
That's the first thing. That, and my son's also 2.5 today. There's just a lot of things happening.
Oh, is he
really?
Yeah,
little Easton's officially 2.5.
Oh, happy half birthday to Easton. That's awesome.
Get more at 971talk.com.